You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 196. Everything is a mirror. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about reality. After our discussion today, you will see that everything is a mirror. As above, so below. But before we get into our message, I would like to acknowledge all the wonderful women who joined our Light family last month and became ordained lightworkers with Awaken the Healing Ministries. These women completed all the natural healing classes, and some even had to stop smoking because it's very important that you have no addictions as a lightworker, because addictions are an indication that a dark force is manipulating your life. So in order for you to become an ordained light worker with Awaken the Healing Ministries, you have to overcome all addictions. So congratulations for that huge accomplishment. And all the ladies passed the test with flying colors. So congratulations to Nave Sands of North Carolina, Laura Hostetler, Jacqueline O'Reilly, and Michelle Albright, all of Ohio. We look forward to welcoming more beautiful souls into our Light family in the month of June, because the doors of our ministry will remain open until the end of June of this year, 2020. And then classes and training will begin for all light workers. It will be specific to the light workers in order to prepare them for what is to come over the next 4 years on this planet. I am so grateful to have each and every one of you be a part of our family. And welcome to Awaken the Healing. And I look forward to what Spirit has in store for all of us, because the natural healing classes that we did last year were absolutely incredible. And those are the ones you can access online. And they really prepared us for what's happening at this time. It was really prophetic, those classes. So thank you all for sharing your love and light with us. And we look forward to working with you in our ministry. Okay, so let's dive into our message from Spirit today. Spirit wanted to stress the fact that we are all experiencing the same thing on some level. It will be different manifestations for each one of us, but it is the same energy. And that's because everything is a mirror. As above, so below. We are all in a spiritual battle at this time. And it's a deep one, because we are all fighting for our lives on some very deep level. And this can manifest physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. It's really a very intense battle that we're all in right now. So I see this energy in my life being mirrored in the plants in my yard. My trees and bushes are under attack by some deadly fungus. My plants are being attacked by parasitic insects. And groundhogs are invading my yard and eating all my herbs and other plants. So I've been fighting this fight daily to keep these parasites from killing off my plants and my trees. And I've never seen anything like this before. I've been gardening and landscaping for over 30 years, and I've never experienced this type of attack before. But I do realize that it's a mirror. It's a mirror of the same energy that's attacking humanity at this time. In our skies above, we are getting ready to experience a lunar eclipse on June 5th of this year. And the eclipse is already being felt. It's mirroring the fighting that we are seeing happening on the planet. And within the celestial bodies, we currently have a cross aspect taking place between the moon, the sun, Mars, and Neptune. And these are some very powerful planets, and they're all pulling in their own directions. This is forming a cross aspect, and that means that something is being crucified at this time. Just think about that, and I'll get back to that in a second. Now, the lunar eclipse is happening in Sagittarius, which is a fire sign, and we've been seeing lots of fires lately. But Sagittarius is a sign of optimism, and it represents truth and freedom. So what you want to ask yourself is, are these things being eclipsed at this time? Optimism, truth, and freedom. These are all under attack. And thank God it's not a full lunar eclipse. But if you think about what's happening in the world around us, you can clearly see that there is an attempt to eclipse optimism, truth, and freedom. And as a collective consciousness, we are fighting to remain optimistic about our future. And the truth is most definitely under attack because it's being withheld from us by our news and social media platforms being censored and controlled. They are being censored by the dark rulership. They want to eclipse our freedom and the truth. And this is being represented by the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. And you must remember that the moon is a god to the dark side. They always form their rituals and sacrifices around the moon. It represents a darkness where things are unclear. You are unable to see what is really going on in the dim moonlight. So the lunar eclipse represents the consciousness of the people being in a state of darkness, things not being clear because the masses are still in a sleep state and they are being dominated by the power of the moon. But once we all break free from the dark illusion and move toward the light, then the power of the moon will no longer control our consciousness. Demonic people worship the moon. It is their black sun because they love darkness. They love the night because they know the people sleep during the night. And that's the time of their rulership. And this is all metaphorical, people. I want you to understand this is the time we're in. We are still in a very dark place on this planet. And as I said a few episodes ago, it's darkest before the dawn. They are trying to hold on to that darkness and keep the people asleep. But when the masses begin to awaken, then our mass consciousness will be represented by the sun. We will move into a higher vibration, which represents our higher selves. And the sun will represent our soul path to regain our rulership and our power over our lives and removing us from darkness. So this is why those of us who are awakening are drawn to the sun. You just want to be in the sun more and more, and your body begins to respond to foods that are full of light, that are grown in the sun, fruits and vegetables that are filled with the light of source. These are the foods you start craving and desiring to eat. And this is also a reflection, a mirror, if you will, of the transformation process of moving toward the light. It's absolutely literal. We must understand how astrology plays a part in our spiritual evolution. It goes far beyond horoscopes. That seems so very childlike to me. But the deeper study of astrology is absolutely fascinating. You can study it for a lifetime and still not know everything about it because it's truly a science. And that's why every ancient civilization studied it. They knew how important it was. There are planets that we no longer acknowledge, and you have to ask why. Because there was a time when we had over 200 planets in this solar system, but now we only acknowledge 9 of them. So what happened, and why don't we know about the other planets anymore? You have to ask yourself these questions because it represents us. It mirrors us. What goes on in the universe is mirroring our consciousness here on this planet. So this represents a sleep state that we've been in, the fact that we have lost knowledge or that the knowledge has been taken from us. And remember, it wasn't too long ago when Pluto was removed, but people raised such a stink about it that they brought Pluto back. So who's determining what information we get to access? And if they are determining that, then what is being withheld from us? There's a lot of questions and there's a lot that we don't know about because someone doesn't want us to know about it. But all of this is very significant to the consciousness of humanity. And as we grow and expand, we will become more aware and more conscious of new planets and other astral bodies that will be discovered or rediscovered. We'll find out about them, and they will reflect and have an impact on the mass consciousness because they represent the expansion of awareness. This is why we say as above, so below. Astrology is a worthy study because it helps us to see our reality through a larger lens and to understand our spiritual connection with the universe. The other very important aspect of this lunar eclipse is that it is happening in a part of the sky that in ancient astrology comes close to the star known as Antares, making the star an influencer over the eclipse. So what does the star Antares represent? Well, it is known as the other Mars because it is a bright red star as well. It represents fighting and rebellion, which has also been mirrored on the planet lately. But the fighting that this star represents is against demonic forces. The star is known as a guardian of the sky for those who fight a righteous fight in ancient astrology. So they say that Antares fights for what's right. It fights for truth when it's being suppressed. So do you see how the universe mirrors what's happening on the earth? And knowing about this star lets us know that we are being assisted from angelic beings to fight these demonic powers because they are trying to crucify us and to remove our light. So if we know how to see messages in the stars above, then we will have confirmation that we are being assisted below. This is why the devil does not want you to study this material, and they try to keep it from you. And this is how they stay in power, because of our ignorance. We don't know how to connect. We don't know that we are connected to the astral bodies as above, so below. This is a oneness. And in religious circles, it's scorned. But the priests of ancient times were also astrologers. They don't want you to know that you are not alone. They don't want humanity to win this battle against darkness. We are in a spiritual war on every level, and ignorance is a form of darkness. And this is why they are trying at all costs to suppress the truth, because the truth has the power to set you free. The battles are raging in countries, cities, towns, and in homes. Domestic violence is at an all-time high, as well as divorce rates. There is a very real separation of energies taking place on our planet and on every level. People are choosing consciously or unconsciously which side of the fence they want to be on. The sides are fear and control or freedom and love. We are all fighting to secure our place energetically because all must choose at this time. Our worlds are splitting and growing further and further apart. So which side of reality are you choosing to be on? You have to ask yourself this. This choice is very real, and it comes at a price, and there will be manifestations that follow. The path of freedom and love will yield a very different reality than the one of fear and control. These paths represent the paths of the Hopi Stone that the Native Americans have honored for centuries. We are living in the day and the time that these paths are manifesting. 3D or 4D Earth, it's your choice. But each requires something of you. There's no way to sit on the fence today. You must choose and choose wisely. The protests are not what they seem. Even there, you see two different groups, one peaceful and one not. They are not the same. They are not all bad, as the media wants you to believe. One group represents fear and the other represents love. The protesters are representing the opening of the throat chakra of humanity, and it must be opened in order for truth to be spoken on this planet. And so, of course, the protests will also mirror the two paths, the ways in which our voices can be heard, the lower vibrations that want to silence humanity and control them, will manifest protesters that loot, burn, and attack innocent people. This is in an attempt to bring about the reality of fear and control. to prevent peaceful protesters from being able to voice themselves. Everyone is not fighting for the same reasons. Those who want to be free are speaking their truth with dignity and respect for themselves, as well as others. They resonate with peace. They feel safe within their hearts. And so this is why they have the courage to express themselves in a peaceful way. But people who are in fear, they need to attack because they don't trust. They don't trust anybody or any situation. This is another aspect of Sagittarius, having the need to trust. So you also see the challenge here for the collective, the need to trust, the need to believe that good will win, and the need to be optimistic during this dark time on our planet. The universe is challenging all of us at this time. You see, this is why we need light workers on the planet, because we hold the light to help humanity make it through dark times. The light workers were here in Cleveland holding the light when the protesters started to get out of control. And I know that it was because of the light workers on many levels that things didn't get too out of hand. Lives weren't lost. Burning a few police cars and breaking windows is not really that big of a deal because those things can be replaced. But lives cannot be replaced. And you have to remember that people are frustrated. We've been in lockdown for several months and people have lost their jobs and the news is constantly feeding you lies and things to fear. They want you to be in a state of panic, but this is what's going to manifest through those dark energies. You have to remember that fear is a magnet and it will draw to it what it is. So it's a negative wish and you will manifest what you fear. So you must rid yourself of fear, because that is truly your enemy. This is why we have to be careful of what we allow to enter into our minds, because it will eventually bear fruit. The dark forces are behind all of these manipulations, including the pandemic. They want to win at any cost, but they need you to believe and respond to their lies and promptings to go negative and to be fearful. They want you to be in a state of fear, to fear everything, so that you will create a world that is manifested from fear. Everything is vibration and therefore created from vibration. So I encourage you to move into the vibration of love and forgiveness. These demons want you to be afraid to breathe the fresh air, the air that's good for you, that helps to build your immune system. And they have people walking around in places that you don't have to wear a mask, calling themselves exercising with a mask on. Now, that's crazy because you can't breathe. And taking deep breaths is all part of healing and cleansing your lungs. So that doesn't make sense at all to me. This is what you go outside and exercise for, is to get clean, fresh air and to take deep breaths. You don't want to be breathing in your own carbon dioxide. So this is totally counterproductive, but there are many things that are happening that are counterproductive today. You see many of the protest signs saying, "I can't breathe." And this is mainly in response to the George Floyd murder. But even that is a mirror of the fact that people can't breathe with those masks on. It's all a mirror. It's time to decide which side you are going to be on. Which side are you going to fight for? Because the war is raging and it is a spiritual battle and it is only going to get worse until the people awaken, because the masses are unaware and they are responding to the lies of the puppeteers. Many of these things are false flag attacks to cause people to be distracted while other things are going on. Trials are going on this week, and they have been going on for several weeks, several months actually, but the masses are unaware. How will they respond to the truth when it comes out? If this is how they respond to one man that was murdered, then how will the masses respond to finding out truths that have been withheld from us for centuries? How will they respond when they find out that everything they've been told is a lie? This is why it's so important for you to try to wake up as many people as possible while we still have time, because we need to try to alleviate the shock of what's coming. We are living in the time of revelation when things will be revealed that have been kept secret from humanity for eons. Dark, dark, and very dark secrets must come to the surface in order for healing to take place. And so many people have no idea of what is really going on our planet. And this is why we need as many light workers as we can get to be trained to help humanity when the time is right. More is to come, and you need to be aware in order to help someone else. You must awaken first. We are truly living in prophetic times. There are light workers around the world, not just the ones that I'm training at Awaken the Healing Ministries, but for those that study with us, you will have a community and a strong learning base from which you can draw strength. You will have a light family, and Spirit is guiding all of the classes to be sure that we receive all that we need to help ourselves, which is first and foremost, and then the world. We have to work on developing our light force and learning about the pitfalls of awakening, because there are many. The dark side is aware that you are awakening and they are ready for you. They have created all kinds of false paths for you to follow, and they create false light for you to bring into your body. And so many people are on the wrong path, believing that they are practicing light, but they are being corrupted by demonic intervention. And this is very serious during this time in awakening. People think that they are tapping into a higher vibration, but they are being tricked to tap into demonic energies, and they begin to take over their lives. So you have to know the difference. So this is why it's so important for you to be trained properly to do this work. You have to trust the source. And many of you don't even know who started whatever practice you're following. This is a real problem, because many of this so-called New Age movement has been started by satanic people. So you have to remember that we are in a time where you need to know what's really going on. Many who say that they are of the light are still asleep. They have no idea what's really going on in this world. So how can they say that they are tapping into source energy but are still in a state of darkness? They are just as lost as everyone else. This was absolutely shocking for me to discover with some people that I'm aware of, they really weren't awake. They really don't know what's going on, and they're just as afraid as everybody else. I really shouldn't have been surprised, but I was. So you have to truly desire to reconnect to source and to grow your internal light from within your heart, because your higher self requires you to learn and grow. So what I can tell you is that when you are truly tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, you are never lost. You have a direct line, and you will be guided from within. That's why you have to learn how to develop your intuition and your inner light, because they go together. They protect you. It's much we all have to learn once we begin to awaken. So once again, if you are interested in joining our family of light with Awaken the Healing Ministries, then June is the last month to do so in this year. If you miss June, then just be ready for when we reopen next year. I don't have any idea when Spirit will tell me it's time to reopen the ministry. So it's completely up to Spirit. We have a lot of work to do here, family. I want you all to send me a contact form on our website at awakenthehealing.com if you are interested in joining the ministry. And whether you want to be in our ministry or not, those classes are truly going to help you on this journey. And there is so much information in there that you really need to know about. It's going to help transform your life. We need people who are committed to their spiritual path, to their spiritual growth, and who are really ready to assist humanity in this awakening process. So once again, I want to thank all of our new ministers who joined in the month of May. And I want to thank all of you, the listeners, for taking time to listen to this podcast and for sharing these episodes with friends and family. We are truly living in powerful times, and times that you don't want to be asleep. So be sure to share something with someone that you know it will resonate with. So continue to study and research and check out our homepage for more information and links that will assist you in your awakening. We added some more links this week, so we realized that it's not easy to get some of this information with YouTube blocking videos and Facebook not allowing them to go up and all this different stuff that's going on out there. We are now posting some links on our website, and we're trying to keep you updated on some important things that are going on. We can't give you everything, but we can give you some of the things that really will get you started. And then it's on you to continue your own research. So get ready. Get ready when you click on those links to fall down some really deep rabbit holes. But it's all part of the awakening process. And it's all good. It's all good. Because we came to bring the light, and we have to wake up first. So I want to say to all of you, stay safe and in the light. May the love and the light of the Creator be with you. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.